No.
Welcome back to another episode. Before we begin, I just want to state a few things. First off, this podcast is sponsored by Eva's Bail Bonds, where their licensed professionals are available 24/7, 7 days a week. They work hard to make your experience as fast and convenient as possible. Their goal is to help reunite families across the state of Idaho safely and effectively. Payments are available. Se habla español. Give them a call and let them help you at 208-312-3660. Again, that is 208-312-3660. And if you are local to the Twin Falls, Boise, Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Burley, Heyburn, Rupert area, she is local. She does have an office in Twin Falls on Blue Lakes. And if need be, she is willing to come to you for whatever it is that you may need help with. Next, I want to talk about Hollywood Luxe Lash. Remember that you can get some bougie ass quality ass eyelashes at HollywoodLuxLash.com. Styles like Billionaire, Scandal, West Hollywood, and there's even a 3-pack lash bundle for $20, which is in fact a steal of a deal. And if you're super dramatic like me, then you need styles like Prestigious and Sunset Boulevard, because we like our lashes dark and giant. And I would hope that if I flapped my eyes hard enough, I could fly away with them. So go ahead, go check her out. Remember, her Instagram is Hollywood Luxe Lash. You won't regret it. Next, do not forget, please do not forget to go follow at Funko's Be Poppin' on Instagram if you can get down with some Funko Pops. I literally just copped Ayn from Cowboy Bebop. And if you know me, you know that I love Cowboy Bebop. My license plates literally say Bebop on them. My car's name is Bebop. My lanyard. I have a sunshade that's Cowboy Bebop. I have a spike tattooed on my arm. Like, girl, you're gonna get the pops you want, because if you don't have time to go out and look for them, these men will. And normally they sell them for steals of a deal. So go check them out at Funko's Be Poppin' on Instagram. So, you guys, I have been getting this question since the beginning of time, so a solid 1986. I figured, since we are so deep into this podcast and we have grown kind of a following type thing, hey guys, you know, I just think it's important that I share my secrets with you, because I want you guys to be successful and I want you to find joy in the things that you do. For example, me doing this podcast. I know I have had a lot of people tell me, like, I just enjoy having, like, they just enjoy having my company there, you know, even if they're just laying around listening to me or at work. You know, hearing somebody say, like, listening to you and your voice gets me through the day, I'm like, crying in the club, like, damn, bitch. We really out here doing things. But I figured that today I would teach you guys, or tell you guys, I should say, how to start a podcast of your very own. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. There's a lot of commitment. There's a lot of thinking that goes into it. But first off, the very most important thing is really asking yourself is if this is something that you want to do, if it's something that you are able to devote some time to, that you are going to want to pursue and be in it for the long haul. And I know that was something that, like, I had thought originally was going to be really easy for me, but because I'm a maniac and I do work two jobs and I'm always working literally like my entire day except maybe like 5 hours I'm at work, and the other 5 hours I'm either eating or sleeping. So that was really the most difficult thing for me. So before you even think of a name or anything, make sure that you are positive that this is something that you want to do and something that you want to dedicate your life to, or at least a piece of your life to, because this shit, you know, sometimes it may look easy, but sometimes you're like, oh shit, I gotta record a podcast, and then you have 17,000 other things to do if you're me. And, you know, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, but just make sure you're really thinking that this is something you as a person personally want and are able to do. Next off, what I want you to do is I want you to sit and I want you to brainstorm possible ideas for names of your podcast, because the name is what is really going to pull it all together. When somebody talks about your podcast, you want them to be, for example, like, I am in love with True Crime Obsessed. I love Patrick. I love Jillian. I think the energy that they bring off, they have me literally laughing out loud at work. And if I say, yeah, True Crime Obsessed, then obviously you're going to know that the podcast is about true crime, you know. You really want the name to kind of really jump off. And as soon as people know the name of your podcast, you want them to be able to know what it is you're going to be talking about. And in no way, shape, or form am I saying, like, oh, I'm a pro, oh, I know what I'm talking about, or no, whatever. Like, no, not in any way, shape, or form do I think I am successful or whatever. But I do believe that I just want you guys to know what I know, you know. And I've made it this far. It's almost been a full year with my baby podcast. And, you know, so I just want you guys to have the knowledge that I have, in case you want to start a podcast of your own. So when I was thinking about mine, I had thought about all the podcasts that I had been listening to at the time. And I thought about me as a person. Who am I as a person? When I ask different people, I like to ask different people to see how they perceive me. Some people will say, like, oh, I'm getting like an alt-girl vibe. I'm getting some e-girl vibes. I got called a weeb. Some are like, yeah, you're kind of nerdy. Or, oh, you're kind of this. You're a little alternative. You're a little, you know, like. And that's kind of been my whole problem my whole life, is that I never fit into one box, because, I mean, thankfully I was like smart, but I would also crack the stupidest joke at you, or I would play video games, but I was also on the dance team, but I was in band, but I was in student council. And, you know, the way I looked, I dressed like I was ready to go RAR XD at somebody in the parking lot, but I, like, had a really outgoing personality, and I was always talking to people, and I got along with, you know, anyone who was willing to get along with me. So I always struggled with, like, being put into a box. And because of that, I had a lot of things that I was passionate about. Like, I was passionate about music and writing and bands and politics and just everywhere. So I was thinking, like, how am I ever going to think of a podcast off of one topic? Like, it is literally impossible for me to just discuss one topic because I am all over the place. So then I started thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking some more. And all of a sudden I was like, passions, huh? Like, these are all my passions. And what do my passions bring me? Super corny, but my passions bring me a moment of peace. They bring me tranquility. They bring me, you know, it's just something that I can use to escape. If I'm really passionate about something, then it's not a job to me. It's not a task. It's not something that I have to do. It's something that I enjoy doing. So then, boom, there was my name. Passions or Peace Podcast, bro. Like, and I knew from that moment that it was just going to be a podcast of me talking about whatever the hell I wanted to, you know, because I could, because I had a lot of passions and I'm very open to explore new passions. So I was like, oh, okay, girl, we're getting somewhere. So then I thought to myself, next thing, after you figure out your name, what would you call your fan base if I ever got one? And I always think that this is important because I want you guys to feel involved with me. I want to take you on this journey with me. That's why I'm always so open and so, like, Jacob hardly ever has to do any editing because I want him to leave that stuff in so that you guys, I can be open and raw and honest with you guys. Like, this is who I am as a person. Like, I say like a lot. I say a lot. I laugh. I tell stupid jokes. Like, I just want to be an open human being with you guys. So I was like, if I ever got a fan base, what would I call them? And I was like, boom, peacekeepers and keepers of the peace. If you are listening to this podcast, then of course you're passionate about something. You're trying to, I don't know, maybe expand your knowledge on something. You want to learn a little bit more about this, or you want to hear your horoscope, or you want to hear about my experience working on cars, or my book list, movie list. Sometimes I throw in true crime in there, you know, and you guys, the fan base, are what keeps it rolling. If I did not have the people who come and listen to this baby podcast, then I would literally just be a woman, a lady, sitting in a chair, yelling at a microphone, flailing her arms around, you know? So without your fan base, you're nothing. You are not a podcast girl. And I'm very thankful for every single one of you little baby peacekeepers. Like, thank you for coming back and listening, and thanks for being a pal and sticking around with me even through the super boring episodes where I'm hella dry. But so think of your concept. Number one, think if you have time to be able to do it. Think about your name, and then think about what you would tie your fan base as. What would you call them? The next important thing is you have to have a look. You have to have a cover art that people are going to look at it and be like, oh, damn, that's Passions for Peace podcast. Like, you know, or people are going to look at a color and be reminded of you. Or, you know, people have always told me that the color yellow has reminded them of me. So that's why I chose yellow as my background color, because everybody knows orange is my favorite color. But I chose yellow because a lot of people have always said, well, Cindy, you are the color yellow. And, like, thank you guys so much for that compliment, because that's so cute. And I also incorporated my blue hair because I feel like my blue hair is just who I am as a person. I fucking love my blue hair with all my little heart. It's just really hard to keep up. And then I incorporated small little baby bubbles of things that people could expect to hear from the podcast. Like, there's a little car, a little paintbrush, a little music, you know, some dancing. I believe there is, like, a picture of a tool. And sorry, I'm not staring at it and I don't have the picture engraved in my brain, but I like to pretend I do. And I'm pretty sure there is a gaming control, because, you know me, I like my video games. But I decided that that's what I wanted to be for my look. And it is okay if you go out and you get some help from somebody to help you custom design your podcast logo type thing. I did. I think it was Fiverr. Is that how you call it? Is that how you say it? Fiverr? Yeah, I think I found my human on Fiverr. And he was so kind and he was so nice and he was patient with me. And he took everything that I said and just put it to life. And it was the greatest thing. And the first image, like, I had sent a picture of myself. I sent him a picture of myself. And from that image, he got, like, a picture of me and my blue hair, right? But the first time around, he made the nose really big. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's really what my nose looks like. And I was like, can you slim the nose down a little? Damn, I know I have a big nose, but I didn't know it was that big. I was So I sent it back to him. I was like, it's all perfect, but can you please make the nose smaller? Oh, man, I was sad. Okay, so after you have your cover art, everything, that's basically, you're basically almost there. You're almost done. Then the next thing that you have to decide is who you want to host your platform, because that's how you get into the different directories, is by having a host that will stream the rest of your episodes. So you only have to upload it once, and then it will send itself out to like Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Stitcher, what is it, Castbox, all the rest of them. There's a shit ton. So, oh yeah, Pandora, iHeartRadio. I'm trying to think of the rest, but you guys get the point. So me personally, I used Buzzsprout, and I'm actually very, very, very happy with Buzzsprout, considering they make it super easy, blank to the point, like this is what you have to do. I use Buzzsprout. I do pay like $18 a month for it though, but I mean, that's a small price to pay for, you know, something you're passionate about. I mean, it's whatever, you know. There are free ones to look around, like Bluehost, Podbean. I don't know if Podbean is free, but I'm just throwing podcasts out there, like podcast hosts out there. There is ConvertKit, Bluehost, I already said that, I think, and Podcast Music. Buzzsprout is super easy though, you guys. Like, I'm not even playing around, like how easy Buzzsprout is. And like, it helps you, like, how do I explain this? It basically lets you build a website within them, so you already have a website and you don't have to worry about going and building a website of your own. There is like a built-in transcript thing. They have built-in like editing. How do I do this? Like built-in editing thingies to make your episodes sound real crisp. And they make it super easy for you to sign in for other directories and get approved and start kicking off your podcasts. I just hype them up because they've been amazing to me, honestly. And although I may have not tried anything else, I think I won't ever have to try anything else. They will tell you your statistics. They will send you emails of your awards. Like, and not every plan is $18. Like, there's some that are cheaper than that, but I chose 18 because it benefited me and my podcast the most. There is Transistor, as well as Castos, Podbean, like I said already, Simplecast. But those are a little bit more expensive. Resonate Hosting. And I just think it's the person that you go through is important, because you want somebody who is going to be kind of like having your back, looking out for you. And you need to know that this host is going to work, and you need to be able to trust it, because this host is basically the nucleus, is the powerhouse of the cell or whatever. Like, your pod host is like the main sensor, the main powerhouse of your podcast. I don't know, as soon as I started talking about this, it just, my mouth did not want to work anymore. But like I said earlier, I went with Buzzsprout, and I truly, 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 truly believe that they are a great, this isn't sponsored, by the way, I'm just hyping them up because honestly, they kill it every time. It's so handy. It's literally, I seriously cannot stress enough how great this is. So it will tell you how many downloads. It will also give you the different players that your podcast is able to be on. Your website, like I said, you can add your like where they can find you, your episodes, your descriptions. It will say like listen to this podcast on, and then it includes all the places that people can find your podcast, like Podchaser, TuneIn plus Alexa, Castro, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Castbox, Podcast Addict, etc. And they even like they give you tabs for your Twitter, your Instagram, your Patreon, your website. Like I just cannot stress this enough. It will let you know if there are any new directories that you need to be listed on or you want to get listed on. For example, I'm looking at mine right now and they just added a new one called Podcast Index. So I have to go on there, hit get listed, and then submit my podcast. And then normally it takes like 1 to 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. Sometimes I get listed like right then and there. As soon as you're eligible, it will talk about how you can get monetized and how you can find sponsors. It will also allow you to edit any sort of podcast, like your podcast info, your team members, your billing plans, backups. It is free if you're planning to, if you're planning on only uploading 2 hours a month, it's free. For 3 hours, it's 12, 6 hours is 18, and 12 hours is 24. It will also give you your stats. So for example, your downloads in the last 7 days, 30 days, 90 days, and of all time. It will tell you how many downloads it expects you to get for your next week or your next episode. And my personal favorite is the stats that it gives you. If I can find it, this is, my eyeballs aren't working. Locations, here you go. My favorite thing that it shows you is your locations of like where people are downloading your podcast at. For example, for mine, I've had 8% of my downloads in Europe, 88% in North America, 5% in South America, 29% in Oceania, and 5% in Asia as well. So literally it will tell you, it will tell you that you have listeners in, like, according to mine, Taiwan, Romania, Mexico, Italia, and then Italy, Italy, Japan, Singapore, the Netherlands, Poland, Malaysia, Sweden, Russia, New Zealand, I don't know if I already said that, but in my South Korea, Kenya, Israel, Bulgaria, Costa Rica, Argentina, Greece, Belgium, Colombia. Like, literally, this blows my mind. I cannot believe that, that I even have people still listening to me playing my nonsense. It will also show you where humans are listening to you at. So, for example, Apple Podcast is my biggest one. Then it would be Spotify. People listening on my Buzzsprout site. That's hard to say. Buzzsprout site. Podcast Addict. Web browser. Amazon Music. Stitcher. Overcast. Player over Instagram. I didn't even know that was possible. It will show you on the devices that people are watching on, like Apple, Android, Apple Watch, Windows computer, tablets, Amazon smart speaker. That blows my mind. I cannot imagine my annoying ass voice filling your homes, but the reason I've stayed so hard on your podcast host is because that is literally the most important thing. Aside from the entire building the entire concept of your podcast, finding a host is the most important thing, because you just want to make sure that you're with the right people and they're going to help you out as much as you need, you know? The next thing, and it's probably second to last thing. You guys need to know what you're going to talk about. If you have a certain set podcast of what you're going to talk about, like if you're a true crime podcast, then you better get to researching, because all you get to talk about is true crime. If you're a podcast about cooking, then search up those recipes, girl, because you are going to need to talk about recipes, cooking, Tupperware and all that good jazz. If you're a podcast about cars, then go get your hands dirty because you're about to find out about some, I don't know, cars. But you have to know what you're, if the topic you choose to talk about is in it for the long haul. Me, I'm thankful that I chose to talk about a bunch of random shit because that means I get to talk about a bunch of random shit forever. And random shit will never run out. So I can literally talk to you guys about movies, music, horoscopes, some magic. That one time I was doing some magic at Jimmy John's. Like I could tell you about the time I sliced my finger off, or the chicken running across the road, the books I've read, the games I've played. You know, that makes it super really, really, super really handy. Those words do not go together. Super really handy. I could do interviews with guests. I could, you know, like the world is literally my oyster with this cool ass podcast. But make sure that the topic that you are choosing for your podcast is going to be something that you are able to talk about for a very long, long, long time, especially if you hope to be a podcaster for a fat minute of your life. Unless you're doing like a baby running series, like, I don't know, maybe you're only doing a 12 episodes on JonBenet Ramsey or, you know, things like that, then you can choose a limited topic. But it is important that you are able to choose something that you will be able to talk about until you get tired and you don't want to be a podcast host no more. The last thing, I think, would be to be consistent, and I'm not one to talk about this because I know I said that I was going to start producing 2 episodes, but I think 1 episode a week is good enough for right now. And if I ever get some free time and I don't have to work like 15, 16, 17, 20, 19, 24 hours a day, I will start uploading twice a week again. But until then, I think right now just once a week is good. But consistency is important, you guys. Even if it's just a baby episode that you have to pull out, like you only have time for a 20-minute episode, that's fine. What your audience wants is literally just to come and hear you talk. Like people, when they become fond of you, they don't care what it is about. They'll stay and listen because they're there to support you, not really so much as what the topic is or what it's about or what you're talking about or, you know, I hope that makes sense. But just make sure that you are consistent and you are trying to at least pop out 1 episode a week. If not, I don't know, what seems good? 3 a month? I don't know, but just make sure that you're there for the people who are there to support you. Consistency is key. And honestly, you guys, that's it. You plug in a microphone. Like, I used to have this big ass setup where I would get a Mac computer and I'd get a microphone stand. It was bougie. I had a Scarlett recorder. I was going ham, you know? But then we found that literally a $12 microphone from Amazon with a $10 stand plugs into my iPhone, and I go to voice memos and I can literally just chill with this baby microphone and it sounds just as good. So you just plug in your microphone, you talk about it, you upload it, you write a description, you use some hashtags, and boom, you have a podcast. So I hope this was insightful. I hope you guys learned something. I really hope that you guys follow your dreams. And if you have any questions about this, feel free to DM me. Or you can send me a Gmail at passionsarepeace@gmail.com. I am on Instagram at passionsarepeacepodcast. We are on the Twitter, but I don't know how to use that, so I'm just there. my personal snap, cindymaria1116@gmail.com. I have my own Instagram at Sad Shinobi, as well as I am on the TikTok and I make some funny shit on there. So go check me out on TikTok at Sad Shinobi. I'm pretty sure the link will be in the description. I think Jacob did that just to spite me. but yeah, I hope you guys learned something. I hope you appreciated this information, and I hope that you get inspired to go make yourself a little baby podcast. But until then, I hope you're staying peaceful, you're staying passionate, you are doing the things, you're taking the time to do the things that you love, you know, because that shit's important. I hope that you remember to eat food, and remember that Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up, and just remember to be gentle to yourselves, because I know that holidays are really shitty for some people, and they're not a good time for some people, so I just hope that you are mentally preparing yourself for the life that is about to come. And please, you guys, please, for the love of God, hold on to everyone November 3rd, because we literally have 2 days from the point that I'm recording this until the world is over. So I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys didn't vote for Trump. I love you. Stay peaceful. Stay passionate. And I will see you in the next one if the world doesn't end on November 3rd. Love you. Bye.